This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to my weekend. Sure glad you're spending some little time with me as we try to look over the last week's news and give you some little idiosyncrasies about what's going on in this country today. I'm Jim Brown. My show emanates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the deepest of the deep southern states. But we love to talk to you listeners from Fairbanks, Alaska, to San Francisco, right up to New York City, as we put in perspective what's happening in your lives and in mine. Of course, elections are the big news. I'm kind of glad they're done. I got tired of seeing those TV spots time after time. We'll talk about that at the 9:30 segment. All the money involved in politics, not millions, but over $1 billion spent to elect our legislators, to elect our congressmen and senators. Why so much money? Why is that necessary? Is it in our best interest? We'll talk about that later on. But with all the election over now, with a few exceptions down in my state, a U.S. Senator named Mary Landrieu, who is in the fight of her life trying to get reelected. That runoff takes place on December the 3rd, but most of the other elections are over and done. And voters send a strong message on election night that Congress needs to work across party lines and begin to get things done. No more gridlock. Is that right? You know, after all, most of us feel that the popularity of Congress is at an all-time low. I wrote about this on my website this week. You may want to take a look at my columns. I write a column every week that gives us some fodder to talk about on the show. It's in newspapers all over the country. You can find that column by going to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hope you'll take a look at it. And I made the point that, Congress is at a very low ebb. I think the last poll I saw was that only 10% of Americans think Congress is doing a good job. I mean, herpes and chickenpox have a higher favorability rating than that, right? Congress is an all-time low, so the election is over, and the new Senate Majority Leader is going to be a guy named Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky. Had a tough campaign, but he was reelected. So he calls for this fresh wave of cooperation in his victory speech, and here's what he said. I saw him on television. He said, both sides will have to work to get us back to where we should be. It's a goal I truly believe we can all agree on and agree to strive toward together. Because restoring this institution, Congress, is the only way we'll ever solve the challenges we face. Then the outgoing Democratic leader, Harry Reid, he was the majority leader, he agreed, congratulating McConnell, and then he said, the message from voters is clear. They want us to work together. Well, here's the question I want to raise. Are they going to be able to work together? First of all, within the Republican ranks, they're going to have a huge internal fight. The Tea Party folks are just not going to go slinking away and just leave this whole thing alone. They're very committed. Tea Party has had a pretty strong effect. A number of Tea Party candidates were elected. And the Tea Party philosophy is they don't want cooperation. They want to get rid of Obamacare. They want to dramatically cut the budget. If the leadership in Congress does not do that, they want to shut the government down. They are very, very committed to doing that. And I can give you quote after quote. Here's a judicial watcher. If the new Republican leadership in the Senate is only talking about what they can't do, It's going to be very demoralizing. Well, that's what they're going to do. You're going to see Tea Party elements. Ted Cruz, very popular senator in Texas, he's kind of not well respected throughout the rest of the country. Most senators think he's grandstanding. I'll tell you what, I live right next to Texas. I got a daughter that lives in Texas. I'm over there a good bit. Have a lot of friends in Texas. Ted Cruz can walk on water over in Texas. The guy is a very popular Tea Party type. He comes in the genre of Marco Rubio out of Florida, Rand Paul, the other senator up in Kentucky. And these guys just aren't going to go away. I mean, they're conservatives who argued for a government shutdown last year, and they think it's a sound strategy. They are completely committed to getting rid of Obamacare. And so Mitch McConnell and the Democrats who are saying we're going to stop this gridlock and get things done are going to find they have a real uphill fight, not with the Democrats, but within their own party. You see what I'm saying? And let's talk about this change, because, you know, I mentioned earlier how low the popularity of Congress was, 10%. Here's what's interesting. Congress's popularity, as low as it's ever been in this country, yet over 90% of the U.S. senators and the congressmen got reelected. So if they're doing such a bad job, why do they get reelected? You know, throw the bums out would seem to be the bywords from the electorate. But were they, and do voters really want to end gridlock? You see, if 90% are getting reelected, then you kind of wonder what's going on here. Do we really want to do away with gridlock? And I argue in my column that maybe we really don't. Now, the Republicans have a strong, strong majority. Let me tell you the difference. When Obama was first elected, there was 256 Democrats in the House, 60 Democrats in the Senate. 256-60. Today, it's gone from 256 congressmen, Democrats, to 185. Look at that drop. What, 80 Democrats have lost their jobs, and from 60 senators who were Democrat to 45, 15 senators out. So the Republicans have this great flow, this great movement. I just don't think the gridlock's going to end. And I think here's why. You know, you say, well, some of these senators are kind of ironclad in their views. I think you can make a pretty persuasive argument that it's not the congressmen that are set in their ways. It's you and I. It's the electorate. You see, if I have very strong feelings, or if you have very strong feelings about issues like abortion, immigration, a variety of personal issues like that, gay marriage, let's put gay marriage on the table. If you feel very strongly one way or the other, you're not looking for compromise. You're not looking for compromise. You want your positions to be upheld. You want your congressman to take a very firm position in favor of your positions. You don't want the middle ground. You don't want to give any. You feel very strongly about your beliefs, and you want your congressman to reflect the strength that you are pushing through. That's why you voted for him or her, and that's what you're expecting. So you see, most people are very set in their political beliefs. And members of Congress know they have to reflect the political persuasions of their constituents if they're going to get reelected, right? So if legislators dig in their heels and become obstinate to change, they generally are doing so at the behest of voters back home. You see, if other members of Congress, maybe back east or out west, not down so much in the South, but if other members of Congress push a more liberal agenda, they do so with their constituents in mind. Otherwise, how can they get reelected? There's a new study out by some fellows who are with a major think tank in this country. And their names are David Brockman and Douglas Ayer. It's called An Artificial Disconnect. And they say that voters are not really ready to make that much change unless the change is in their direction. You see, so it's realistic to expect voters to continue a disdain for Congress as a whole. Yes, you're not going to like Congress. You don't agree with what they're doing, but you overwhelmingly reelect your own congressman. So you can expect a lot of political posturing about problem solving. But I think the gridlock is going to continue. I don't think this is really going to change. If the average voter is set in his or her ways, you don't want your congressman to give. And they're not going to give because they want to be reelected. I think it was Bob Dole. Remember Bob Dole ran for president, really great senator up in Kansas. He says, our intent will not be to create gridlock in Washington. Oh, except maybe from time to time. And I think that's what you're seeing in Washington today. We'll talk about the campaign money. Also, I want to talk about the fall of the Berlin Wall. I've got some personal experiences of that. We got a lively show today. General Russell Honoré, the great general who came down after Katrina, is going to be with us. So check our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Day in history, if you've studied European history, you know that 25 years ago today, the Berlin Wall came down. And if you're a younger listener, you don't know the story behind this, but this was really a fascinating and dangerous time in history. After World War II, the USSR, the Russians, and the United States couldn't come to terms with what to do with Germany. They split West Berlin and East Berlin right down the middle, split Germany right down the middle. All of East Germany was controlled by a Russian puppet government, and all of West Germany was controlled by Allied forces who were trying to put a democracy back in place. And so there was kind of a standoff there on the border. You'd have to cross through checkpoints, but there were roads in any number of ways. If you lived in East Germany, you could go to West Germany, and it was very easy to go back and forth, even though the Russians tried to kind of keep you in your own zone. Well, back in August of 1961, almost overnight, a wall was built, a huge concrete wall going right through the city of Berlin that segregated the East Germany, East Berlin, West Berlin. And you had to cross that wall through a checkpoint, and if you were a East Berliner, you couldn't go back and forth. You had to have some official business reason to go over the wall. And it was very startling. In fact, West Berlin was very isolated, and the Americans flew in huge airdrops of food and supplies, brought them in there to them for years to help sustain the Western division because East Germany was so close at hand. Well, this went on for any number of years until 25 years ago when the wall was finally torn down. I had some personal experience. That wall was put up in August of 1961. In the same month, August of 1962, I had the great honor of representing my country on the United States track team. I decided to go to school over at Cambridge University in England, and while I was there, I ran track meets in France, in Italy, in Holland, in Denmark, and in Germany. And the U.S. team was invited to participate. Not only did we have like the Olympics or a major meet against one country, but there would be smaller meets that you could have where those towns would like to have an American come run because it helped build up the crowd. And they were venues of maybe 10 or 15,000. Sometimes they were much bigger. And I was on that team, and I got to run in these cities all over Europe. Well, I had an agent that represented me to book me in some of the smaller meets. And he called me when I was in England and said, listen, I booked you into a huge venue in East Berlin. You'll have to cross the border, have to cross through the wall. But it's going to be a big meet. There should be about 80,000 people in the stadium. And one of the top hurdlers in the world, my competitor, was going to run. And it kind of was giving me the opportunity to kind of assert myself and beat him and move to the top of the realm in terms of world-class hurdlers all over the world. So I accepted. I thought it was a great challenge, something I wanted to do. I'd never been to East Berlin, never really been to Berlin at all. So this was in September of 1962. The wall was there, and I had to cross over. I went to the wall, met my agent, showed my passport, said I was on business to run a track meet. I couldn't speak German, but he interpreted with the guards there at the gate for me. They questioned me a little bit. I had to stand around for about 45 minutes, but they let me through. I went on to the huge Olympic Stadium. Remember the Olympic Stadium back in the 30s? That was where they ran the track meet. So I was running that night. I got all my uniform on, and I worked out there, was all ready for the 110-meter hurdles. Very warmed up, really felt good. You know how sometimes you just know you've got a great race in you or a great event in you? You're a golfer, you know, boy, I got a great day. I'm going to hit a great round of golf today. Or whatever your sport is, something feels good. I'm going to create a great meal today. I just really felt good about this meet. So I was all warmed up. It was probably 15 minutes before the race was to begin. And my interpreter brought the agent who was my interpreter brought over someone he introduced to me who said he was with the American Embassy in West Berlin, and he spoke English. He said, "Look, you can't run this track meet." So what are you talking about? I'm here to run. I'm going to beat this guy. I'm going to be one of the best in the world. He says, no. Your country does not want you to run. Why not? Why would I not be able to run? He says, well, because we don't recognize East Germany and East Berlin. If you as American on the United States track team runs against the East Germans, you are giving tactic recognition to them as an American on the American team. We don't recognize them. This could be an international incident. You cannot run. Well, you know, I'm a wet behind the ears 21-year-old college student who just wanted to run a track meet, run a race. But after much discussion, I realized I could not do anything to embarrass my country or cause an international incident. So with great reluctance, I picked up my sweat clothes, started walking across the infield. Now, it was like looking at a football stadium. I was clear across the other side of the field, so I had to cross the whole field to get back to the stadium, to the locker room. So I didn't realize this until later, but as I'm walking across the field, I had these 80,000 people in the stands whistle. They were whistling very, very loud. I didn't know what it meant until later I was told that's their way of booing. The announcer had come on the stand and said that the American is afraid of the East German hurdler and he's going to quit. He refuses to run. Well, of course, I just was livid, just absolutely livid, because I wanted to run the race. I wanted to prove I was the best. I wanted to compete. But I couldn't turn down the wishes of the representatives of my country. I walked back very despondent, went back to Checkpoint Charlie, they called it, which is how you cross over the main entrance going in and out of East Berlin. They put me in a little waiting area. I had to stand there for about an hour. And I took a penknife and carved into the stone in that little waiting room what I thought of the East Germans. This is a family show. I won't tell you over the air. But I put some pretty vicious thoughts about my feelings towards what they had done to me, not letting me run. And it wasn't against my country. I understood that. But just the whole idea of these people being in a wall situation where they didn't have their freedom, they couldn't express themselves, they couldn't cross over to freedom. And so I was pretty mad at these German guards. I let them have it in my small way. Didn't want to admit it. Didn't want to lock me up, not let me come back home. So that was my experience with the Berlin Wall. Well, going back 25 years ago today, hey, the whole world was riveted by the spectacle. All the news showed people dancing and singing and toasting one another atop the Berlin Wall. And they were impassioned, and they were just delirious as they all pitched in to demolish the wall, taking their little hand knives and their hammers and chisels and pickaxes and any other tool they had. Everyone was celebrating the collapse of communism and the dawn of what they knew would be a new era of freedom. Well, my hat's off to those who fought so valiantly for freedom. We need more of that fighting right here in America today, quite frankly, with some of the assaults on our freedom. But 25 years ago, the Berlin Wall came down. Hey, this is Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Look it over and you'll see my weekly columns. Have some fun. Sign up for my newsletters. We're going to come back and talk about way too much money in politics. How do we get rid of it? How do we deal with it? Well, I've got a good guest that will put it in perspective. So freshen up your coffee and come on back with me to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I'm a little older than most of you guys. I'm 74, and I've been in public life for many, many years. I was an elected official in my home state of Louisiana for 28 years. I followed these campaigns. I was the Secretary of State, the Chief Elections Officer. And it used to be in the 70s and the 80s, and even in the early 90s, that if you're going to run for Congress, that you would raise your money locally. You'd have bake sales and fundraisers, and you'd bring in a country band, and you'd raise a little money, and you'd run it off, and maybe an election for United States Senator in a bigger state might cost $1.5 million. All that's changed very dramatically in this new century in which we live, to where massive amounts of dollars are spent, and a good part of it comes from out of state. Out of state interest groups are trying to tell you how you should vote. I think it's appalling. I think it's wrong. I complain about it a lot in this show, and we're going to talk about it here right now. Craig Holman's joining me. He is the Public Citizens Government Affairs Lobbyist in our Congress, something for a group called Congress Watch. It's a division of Public Citizens, and I want to get his take on all the money that's been spent in this recent election. Hey, Craig, thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show today.
Glad to be here, Jim.
Craig, I don't know how much you follow the specifics. The election is fairly recent, just a week old, but I've seen races that I've watched in North Carolina and in Alaska. We've got a lot of listeners up in Fairbanks, as I understand, up in Alaska, that more than like 60% of the money spent in the U.S. Senate race up there came from out of state. What has changed so much? Why is this massive proliferation of out-of-state groups trying to tell Alaska voters or North Carolina voters or voters in my home state of Louisiana how to vote? What's happening with the system? What's changed so much that has allowed this whole different election to become nationalized rather than us sending our local folks to Washington?
The change is fairly recent, and it comes from our Supreme Court, the Roberts Court. Back on January 21, 2010, five justices on the Supreme Court ruled in the Citizens United decision that corporations are to be treated as people under the First Amendment and therefore can spend unlimited amounts of money. What that has done is corporations are still prohibited from making direct campaign contributions to candidates or political parties, but what they can do is spend unlimited amounts of money through outside groups. And with that, we've seen candidate spending and party spending being overwhelmed by this outside spending. Outside spending has just soared. I mean, in 2010, immediately following the Citizens United decision, we saw a fourfold increase in outside spending, up to $240 million over the previous midterm election. And that was when corporations and unions were just dipping their toes in the political waters, saying, can we really do this? They had been banned, for literally a century from spending in federal elections. And they found out they could, and they could get away with it without even disclosing where their money is coming from. And so in 2012, we saw another fourfold increase in outside spending. And in 2014, it's gone all the way up to $1.4 billion. Outside spending has just eclipsed candidate spending in literally 36 of the congressional races we saw in last Tuesday. So
that's stunning.
This is where the money is coming from.
Yeah, that's just stunning here to put that perspective, Craig. I appreciate you doing it because, as you say, that now, so basically, if you're going to run for Congress in a rural part of Alabama or up in North Carolina, your election is not determined by local folks who want to pick someone to be their voice in Washington. It's become nationalized where if you get the blessing of some California PAC that has a specific agenda, then you're going to get the money and you've got the best chance of being elected. We're nationalizing all these local elections.
That's absolutely right. And you know what's even more alarming about what's going on? While we've seen campaign spending hit an absolute record level in the 2014 elections, never before has this much money been spent on midterm elections. We have also seen fewer people providing the money. So the number of donors that have been chipping in this record level of spending has actually decreased, which means that these donors are very wealthy, chipping in, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars each for these campaigns. So we're seeing more money being spent than ever before, and it's coming from fewer and fewer people in the country.
If you could just come up with a solution to deal with it, I mean, would you like to see the citizens? Now, tell it. With Citizens United, that just opened up the floodgates. Had there been any other challenges in courts that could limit or change the focus of Citizens United, or do you think we're pretty much stuck with it?
Well, we're stuck with it until we amend the Constitution. What happened, and you know, what I was really hoping would happen, the Supreme Court switched with the last appointments by President Bush to the court to a 5-4 very conservative majority, and not just conservative. The court's always been conservative, but it switched 5-4 to more of a corporatist perspective, where five justices on the court have been defending corporate rights over human rights, you know, all along, especially when it comes to campaign finance. Now, with the Citizens United decision, I was hoping that the huge public backlash with that, I mean, literally 70 to 80% of Americans find the Citizens United decision abhorrent. You know, the idea that corporations are people just is not acceptable to most Americans. And with that ruling, we've also seen this huge increase in the amount of money flowing into our elections. I was hoping one of those five justices would actually see the unintended consequences of their Citizens United decision and perhaps in subsequent decisions flip again and say, okay, we overreached. Corporations should not be treated as people under the First Amendment. But that isn't what happened. Just a few years after the Citizens United decision, we saw another one go before the Supreme Court called McCutcheon, and those same five justices then struck down the aggregate contribution limits. So they haven't changed. Those five justices are not going to change their minds, despite the uproar from the American public. So what it's going to require is a constitutional amendment to clarify to those five justices what the First Amendment actually means. And that constitutional amendment is moving. 16 states have now passed resolutions asking Congress to submit a constitutional amendment to them. And we just had a floor vote on the constitutional amendment in the Senate just a few months ago, where all Democrats in the Senate, every single Democrat, voted for the constitutional amendment. That's not enough to get it through the Senate, but it shows this movement to clarify to the courts what the Supreme Court really means, that corporations are not people, is moving.
So, in other words, you've got two. Are you telling me there's two ways to amend the Constitution, either through Congress or through the individual states? Is that correct?
That's correct, but it's only been done first through Congress, so that's the most realistic way of doing it.
Craig, can I hold you off right there? We've got to take a little pause. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Craig Holman, public citizens government affairs lobbyist for a group called Congress Watch that is looking at all this outrageous out-of-state campaign spending and spending through these various groups. You don't even know who they are. I've got a few questions and solutions I want to throw out to Craig. Our website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Let's take a pause right now. We'll come back and talk about outrageous money that directly affects these elections, and you've got no say in it. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Way too much tainted money in the political process, where groups from all over America flood dollars into a particular state for Senate or Congress and take the election away from you and let them decide who's going to be your voice up in Washington, D.C. Craig Holman's my guest. He's the Public Citizens Government Affairs lobbyist, part of the Division of Congressional Watch, or the Congress Watch. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But, Craig, I want to ask you this, if I can. Tell me what would be wrong with this idea. The states said, control their own election process. I was the Secretary of State. I was the Chief Elections Officer down here in Louisiana. And the 14th Amendment gives the state some flexibility. What if the state passed a law saying, look, in any election in this state, you can only raise money as a candidate from within the district of which you're running? If you're going to run for mayor of New Orleans, you can only raise money within the city of New Orleans. If you're going to run for U.S. Senator up in Alaska, you can only raise money from Alaska citizens. What would be the constitutional prohibition of something like that? It's a state citizens determining how they elect their own people and keep money within that district. Would that be legal or not?
Well, I think it's a fine idea, but once again, this Supreme Court it does not. There have been efforts to restrict campaign contributions to within districts, and they have not fared well before the courts. They have been struck down as unconstitutional. Now, there may be a way of doing that as a voluntary system in a public financing program. So if a state were to set up a public financing system of financing campaigns, they could do so and have candidates voluntarily agree to raise funds only from citizens within their own districts. So it could be done as part of a public financing program, but as a standalone ban on outside money flowing into elections, the courts have not looked well upon that, and I have no doubt the five justices on this Supreme Court would strike it down if it ever came before them.
So you see what Craig is saying, all you listeners out there, your individual influence or your vote in your state really doesn't make a lot of difference because the election is going to be controlled by all this outside money. Craig, tell me about Congressional Watch. Just what is the focus of Congressional Watch and what you do as a public citizens government affairs lobbyist?
Well, Congress Watch, and my role here at Congress Watch, is to not only monitor money in elections, but then to pursue any means we can to try to lower the potentially corrupting influence of all this money in elections. So Congress Watch and Public Citizen has been pushing for this constitutional amendment, and, you know, quite frankly, I do want to point out, I don't take this lightly. You know, I know how difficult it is to get a constitutional amendment through. And, you know, quite frankly, when we first began the campaign, I really saw it as an educational event to try to teach those five justices on the Supreme Court the damage that they've done to our elections, and then hoped that the Supreme Court would reverse itself. But now that it's become clear that this court is not going to change, we have no choice. We have to take this constitutional amendment very seriously. And as a result, we have really got it moving. There used to be 15 constitutional amendments in Congress competing against each other. We've been able to narrow that down by having all the congressional leaders talking to each other, and we now have one constitutional amendment. And that was, we got a floor vote on it on the Senate. We're getting the states and citizens involved in this. So we have to pursue this constitutional amendment. But we also will aim for legislation and regulations that will help reduce the damage of the Citizens United decision. So we're pushing for disclosure legislation. We're pushing the Securities and Exchange Commission to require corporations to disclose to shareholders any political spending. We're pushing the IRS to have a similar type of disclosure requirement for nonprofits. So we're pursuing any means we can to try to lessen the damage of all this money in politics. It really is breaking our democratic system. I mean, if you just take a look at the turnout that we saw in the last election, we had the lowest turnout since the 1940s in congressional elections. Literally 36% of voters nationwide, that's all, came out to vote, which means I think a lot of citizens are seeing that our elections are being dominated by the very wealthy and by corporations, and it almost doesn't matter anymore to come out and vote. We've got to stop that trend.
I could not agree with you more. So, well, Craig, look, I appreciate you putting that all in perspective for us today. If someone wants to learn more about Congress Watch, what is the website that they can go to find out more about your organization?
The website is the Public Citizen website, and that's citizen.org. But we have a special website focused on getting people involved in this money and politics crisis, and that is one word, democracyisforpeople.org. I recommend folks log into Democracy Is for People, and you'll see, you know, all kinds of activities that citizens can do to try to curtail the damage of the Citizens United decision.
Craig, thanks for taking part of your weekend and spending some time with us. We appreciate you putting that whole serious problem in perspective, and we'd like to talk to you some more in the future. Thanks again.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Take care.
Okay. Craig Holman, he's with Public Citizens. He's the Public Citizens Government Affairs Lobbyist for Group Congress Watch, talking about way too much out-of-state money in these campaigns. Too much money even in-state. But I thought what Craig was interesting. Did you hear what he said about the turnout? 36% of voters throughout this country went to the polls and voted in what it was a watershed election, control of the U.S. Senate, passing laws directly affecting your lives, and the turnout was 36%. Let me tell you how bad that is. So what that means is that about 16% can decide who wins an election or whether these propositions that often are on the ballot pass or fail. 16%. But let me tell you, it gets a lot worse. 36% are registered, rather voted, but only half of those who could register have even registered to vote. Only half. So that 36% now is cut down to 15.5%, we'll say 16%. So the election was decided by 16% of the people. So that means what's half of 6? 8? 8.5% of the people can determine who wins elections in this country. That's just appalling. That's just appalling. People just don't take it seriously. I'm not big on Tuesday elections. Down in Louisiana, we have Saturday elections. Tuesday, someone works all day long, and daylight saving time means it's dark when you get off work at 5 o'clock. And it's just more difficult to vote. Saturday, we get a good turnout down here. Saturday, people, now you say, well, they may be out of town or something like that, but of course you can absentee vote. You can do that way in advance by mail or in person. I absentee voted this year. In my state, about a third of the people absentee voted. But there's got to be a better way to do that so that we get more participation. But what Craig just told us, Craig Holman with Public Citizens just told us, is a lot of people say it just doesn't make any difference. Who cares? I had some young people, millennials down in New Orleans. Young lady, I was asking, is she going to vote? She said, nah, she's not going to vote. I said, why not? Why wouldn't you vote? This is important. She said, Mr. Brown, you know, up there right now, two parties have two guys that are head of the parties. If the Democrats or the Republicans win and take control of the Senate, you're going to have one old, out-of-touch white guy replacing another old, out-of-touch white guy. Why should I care? Why should I care? That was her attitude. So, any of that, you see what we face in terms of getting a turnout when you have such a low turnout voting, and when a lot of people think it just doesn't make any difference because the money interests, the out-of-state money, the corporations are going to determine who wins these elections. I'm not even relevant to the process. That's what some people think. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. So in your state, if you get into discussions about this, I'd love to see a constitutional amendment that says that basically no out-of-state money, no corporations, and if you're going to be any interest group, you ought to reveal who you are. If you and I give a contribution to a candidate, you got to put down your occupation. You got to say who you are. These out-of-state corporations don't. They just give the money, and their donors are all secret. That stinks. That system just absolutely stinks. Shame on the Supreme Court of the United States for allowing something like that to exist. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Going to go back and talk to General Russell Honoré, that John Wayne dude after Katrina, and a lot more. So freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fiber. drivers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.